simple principle as we approach this Lord's Day. There's going to be some of those people that we're going to pass in the hallways, be in a prayer group with, who are hurting.
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
They've lost a job. They've just experienced the sad news of a cancer diagnosis. They're hurting. And as they experience that hurt, the Spirit of God tugs on the heart of Jesus. And by His Spirit, you listen. Listen to the Spirit of God within you, and you'll sense that that Spirit of God is tugging on your heart to move your heart with compassion.
Dr. David Ferguson, this Sunday, give the blessing of compassion. It's a way to practice great commandment love. For more tips, greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Would you like for more people in your church, in your community, to experience the how-tos of loving God and loving others just a little bit better, living out the greatest of all commandments? Perhaps we can be of help. Go to our website, greatcommandment.net. That's www.greatcommandment.net. You'll find a schedule for workshops going on around the country, literally around the world. Workshops that are hands-on, experiential, where people walk away knowing the Bible works. And you can find out how you or your church can sponsor workshops on topics such as parenting, single adult living, marriage, church leadership, and more. It's all at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Great Commandment Living. It's worth spreading around. How-tos for loving God. How-tos for loving others. How-tos for living out the greatest of all the commandments. It's time for Great Commandment Radio with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. Welcome to this Monday broadcast. We're going to start this week with a definition pop quiz. All right, you ready? The word is discipleship. What does discipleship mean? Well, by the end of today's program, and certainly by the end of this week's series, you may have and have experienced a whole new definition of discipleship. Our topic this week, Discipleship Redefined, with Dr. David Ferguson and a special guest. Here's David.
Well, thanks for joining us today on Great Commandment Radio. And us today is Daughter Terry along with David Ferguson.
Hey, it's good to be with you, Dad.
Yeah, it is. And particularly this week, we're excited to be able to share in a topic, it may sound a little heady, which I'm accused of sometimes, Terry, but it's called...
And that's why I'm here, to help bring you from the
There
clouds.
You go. That's right. Discipleship Redefined. We're going to be talking all week long, what does it mean to be a follower of Jesus Christ? What does that really mean? And I think it'll be a fun week, Terry, because, you know, as oldest daughter in the Ferguson household, you've been through a lot of our discipleship journey.
That's right. We've seen lots of different versions of what discipleship might be defined as.
That's right. So how about you? You know, early on, I think our approach to discipleship, being a follower of Jesus, included things like, let's check off the list. Do you remember the offering envelopes, Terry? I mean, we have brought our Bible. We have studied our lesson.
We put in our tithe.
We put in our tithe. And let's see, we are on time.
Remember that one?
That was the real one. That used to get me a lot, I know. And so, how about you? What does it mean to be a follower of Jesus Christ? Does it really have to do with checking off boxes on an offering envelope? How important is, in the big scheme of eternity, being on time? Now, I'm not saying it's unimportant, but I'm just talking about, is that the real core issue of being a follower of Jesus Christ? All week long, we're going to be arguing for a relational approach to discipleship. And we're particularly going to be encouraging parents in the audience to really think through, what does it mean to impart a legacy of Christ-likeness to your children? And I know, Terry, in your household, that's kind of a current happening in your household of with kids of all different ages.
I know. We have a broad spectrum in our home right now. We have a 2-year-old, a 5-year-old, And then we have a 21-year-old who's off to school right this second. But then we have our 24-year-old who's in law school, but he's also living with us. So we have a broad spectrum with which to talk about today.
There you go. So what does it mean to be a follower of Jesus Christ these days? And how can you and I be involved in really focusing more on a relational approach to discipleship? Not this behavioral approach of disciples don't do that and disciples for sure do this. But what does it mean to really be a faithful follower of Christ? Hope you will enjoy our time together. As we focus on today's program, what does it mean to be a humble servant? You know, Jesus was the one who says, I am among you as one who serves. And so, with those few words, we would be sharing on today's program things like, how about this, Terry? That a part of what it means to be a follower of Jesus is to become a servant who kind of humbly looks for opportunities to care for others. Mm. Now, is that too wild?
No, but it's not normally the thing we think of first as a disciple. We think of somebody who is doing the right things and knowing the right things and believing the right things.
Yeah. And so in contrast to that, what does it mean that maybe today in your heart and mind, God wants to begin to give you ideas about who could you serve today? I have on my list today two important people in our life and our ministry who are celebrating birthdays today. And I want to make sure before the day's out that I have the opportunity to make that call to just say, I was thinking about you today, had the opportunity to pray for you this morning. And so I want to let Terry Elkins know that. Hmm. I want to let Patrice Sampley know that. And in fact, I've even thought of another one. There's another lady named Barbara Bach. And on today's program, I want to make sure that a part of what humbly serving people looks like for me is that in the busyness of today, I don't forget all these things I'm supposed to be doing. I don't want to forget serving these people with a little rejoicing today on their birthday.
You know, Dad, a few years ago, I was kind of looking through the scriptures and came across the passage in the Gospel of Mark. And this has actually become kind of my life verse. And it's the time when Jesus is in the upper room with the disciples. And it says that having loved his own, he took the basin and the water and began to wash their feet. And he showed the full extent of his love. And so I've decided, you know, that that's kind of what I want to summarize as far as my following Jesus and what it looks like. That because I love my own, I want to show the full extent of his love for the people around me.
Mm. Maybe that's what it means to be a follower of Jesus Christ. So, husbands and wives, how about right now just thinking, how could I serve my spouse today? Could I serve them with a little startling phone call, just let them know I was thinking of them?
That's different than how can I change my spouse, huh?
That is a little different, you know, because too oftentimes I think that's what happens in our approach to discipleship is we get it focused on, you know, what needs to change about your life.
Mm-hmm.
And you might not have experienced that kind of message from your father, I'm not sure, but you could have, you know, what needs to change about your life, Terry. And yet part of what we want to focus on today is that to be a follower of Jesus is to be a person who's really looking for opportunities to serve. Out of a heart of humility, Jesus says, I'm among you as one who serves. And Terry, this could be as practical as, teaching kids kind of how to serve one another. You know, this whole idea of let's share with brother or sister, mm-hmm. you know.
Take turns.
Let's take turns. Isn't that a part of what it means, even in a home, to begin to lay the groundwork for our children being followers of Christ by those emphasis on how to share?
Sure. Yeah, it's a training time for our 2-year-old, and you know, hopefully our 5-year-old is getting this a whole lot more. But just the opportunity for me to instill in them of thinking more highly of other people and not just yourself. You know, it's important to take turns and to share as a part of as steps of demonstrating humility.
There you go. So parents, how about that? A follower of Christ actually has a foundation of simple things like let's share with little brother or sister. Let's learn to share our toys. Let's learn to share some kind words. And how about this one? Another agreement we're going to be exploring today is an expectant faith. You know, a follower of Christ is expecting God to do some great things. How about your family prayer times? They're not just about, you know, asking for things and They're not just about going through the motions of, we checked it off our list, we did family prayers tonight. But a part of what needs to be going on in our homes and our journey is to direct, at very important times, our hearts and our hopes toward God. Be sure to visit us at greatcommandment.net. You'll find some free download stuff for the week. We always want to be a part of giving first to you, your relationships, your home. You'll also find the resource for the week. Kingdom Calling is the name, a workbook, a set of video materials, both for your own personal study as well as the opportunities you may have to pass along some of these principles to those in your ministry. In our teaching segment, we're going to focus on the principle of humbly serving with an expectant faith, and the power to do that comes from a heart of gratitude. The Apostle Paul talks about it's the love of Christ that constrains me. And you've got a great example from one of the older children in your home, mm-hmm. Mr. Brad, mm-hmm. on stirring up gratitude in the heart of disciples. And we're going to have a great family idea about how your home can begin to lay the foundation of gratitude concerning the testimony of the freshness of Christ's work in your lives. Thanks again for joining us. Back after this.
Dr. David Ferguson, along with Terry Sneed of Intimate Life Ministries. Our topic this week, Discipleship Redefined. And we have a course that you can use in your own home and a Sunday school class or Bible study to not only redefine, but re-experience discipleship as it was intended to be experienced in the body of Christ. So we can take it out to those in our families first, our marriages, and then into our communities, into the workplace. Discipleship Redefined. Experience it by experiencing our course, Kingdom Calling. And you can experience that course with the workbook and also the companion DVD or audio CD set. Kingdom Calling. You'll also be helping local Christian radio stay alive and strong in your community when you order Kingdom Calling. And of course, as David mentioned today, we have a free download waiting for you. It's all at greatcommandment.net, www.greatcommandment.net, or call us toll free 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008. We'll take you into a bit of the Kingdom Calling course coming up next on Great Commandment Radio. Aloneness hurts.
I took it out on the kids. Took it out on the kids. I would be real harsh with them. It would come out in criticism.
Aloneness hurts you and others. A hurt that can last for generations. Change the pattern. Call today and order Parenting with Intimacy. In Parenting with Intimacy, parents of all types can experience a biblical journey of discovery and freedom, designed to establish home and family as a place of safety and refuge. Effective parenting requires just the right balance between love and discipline, rules and relationships. It also requires freedom from your own personal and childhood issues.
I just feel like that we have broken the cycle of pain that we had when we were growing up with our parents. And that is a blessing.
Order Parenting with Intimacy. 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008.
Why not look for someone around you this Lord's Day that you can rejoice with? And someone that, as you pass through their lives, you don't miss the opportunity to hurt with them. What's that going to sound like?
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
I'm really sad that you're going through that. It really hurts me that that happened. The miracle of miracles takes place because Matthew 5:4 says we're blessed when, even though we're hurting, God brings comfort. Why not bless somebody this Lord's Day in your life through a word of comfort or a word of rejoicing?
Dr. David Ferguson. For more tips on Great Commandment living and loving, greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Now you can host a Great Commandment Weekend workshop in your church and community, where participants will really experience Scripture within their own relationships, as led by an Intimate Life Ministries trainer. Each workshop focuses on a specific type of relationship, such as marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships. At the workshop, you'll explore and become better equipped in God's antidote to the first human crisis, removing aloneness. All participants experience Scripture lived out in their relationship with God and others, especially their nearest ones. And all participants are challenged to ask a different question concerning their closest relationships. What should God be receiving from this relationship? For information on weekend workshops you can host on marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships, go to our website at greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Or call toll-free 1-800-881-8008. Welcome back to Great Commandment Radio, biblical, practical how-tos for loving God and loving others. Our topic this week, discipleship redefined. And if God could redefine your discipleship, the way you live out discipleship in the real world, He might first take a look at your to-do list. Why your to-do list? Because our to-do list represents our priority list. From the Kingdom Calling Training Conference, here's Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
It took me 15 years in ministry to understand, why do you want to tell people after they become a Christian, get yourself a Bible, start praying to Jesus, and get yourself involved in a local church? Did you know I thought that was just three things you did? That you somehow maybe got gold stars in your crown someday? What we're going to talk about is when we talk about becoming a new birth Christian, and we talk about get into the Word, get yourself involved in the person of Jesus Christ, get yourself involved with other saints. You know why that is? Those are the three primary sources through which God speaks to us. It's not about duty and obligation. He's given you sources where He wants to speak to your life. And we must take advantage of them. I think the disciple is going to prioritize hearing. And then I want to mention this thought to you, because there's a lot of challenges today as we look at our priorities over this sense of prioritizing hearing. But what will happen as you prioritize hearing from God, something will take place inside of you that is illustrated by Christ as He ministers to the woman at the well in John chapter 4. Do you remember after He ministers to her? After He accepts her at her points of failure, the Bible says that the disciples come back. I'm not sure what their ideas were, whether, you know, they've kind of said, well, He's wasting His time talking to that Samaritan lady or what. But the Bible says they come back and they want to, you talk about missing things. You talk about missing people. Here's Jesus been in the midst of hard engagement with this one, and they come back and say, are you hungry? Great illustration of what I mean by clueless as to how to interact with people and listen. Are you hungry? You remember what He says? Oh, He says, I have nourishment you know not of. Now, I want to pause real quickly. That will become a critical priority of the faithful follower of Jesus Christ. Oh, I've got a nourishment you don't understand. You know what my nourishment is? It is to do the will of the one who sent me. That's what my nourishment is. See, passionately in the heart of this faithful disciple of Christ will become the wonder that says, I've got to keep hearing. And I am committed to yield. I have got to fulfill the will of the Father.
Dr. David Ferguson from the Kingdom Calling Course. If God could change your list of priorities, how might He do that so you could redefine and re-experience discipleship? We invite you to visit our website for today's free download, Practical Good News You Can Use, on redefining and re-experiencing discipleship. We also invite you to take the entire Kingdom Calling Course with Dr. David Ferguson. You can order it, and by doing so, you'll be supporting the station you may be listening to right now. Visit our website. Today's free download, our Great Commandment Network of Churches, resources for parents and marriages and singles and leadership and more, and to order your own copy of Kingdom Calling, available with audio CDs or DVDs and a very practical hands-on workbook. Kingdom Calling, order your copy today at greatcommandment.net. www.greatcommandment.net. At least visit for the free stuff, all right? greatcommandment.net, or call us toll-free at 1-800-881-8008. Back with Dr. David Ferguson and Terry Sneed right after this. It's Great Commandment Radio.
There were lots of people that got married in our town during that time, real young. When you grew up in a small Texas panhandle town that had zip to do, there wasn't anything else to do but, you know, escape.
Why did you get married? Why do you stay married? Obligation for the kids? Ever say to yourself, there's got to be more to marriage than this? Call now to order Intimate Encounters from Intimate Life Ministries, a tried and tested program for discovering the secrets of a really great marriage.
It was very painful. Very painful. The days seemed to be okay, but the nights were a nightmare.
Worksheets, exercises, and personal inventories to help you gain a better understanding of each other's deepest feelings and needs, resulting in a new, close marriage.
He's really a balance for me, and he's my gift, and I receive him, and I wouldn't have anybody else. Ever.
Order Intimate Encounters, 1-800-881-8008.
We express the glory of God when we accept people at their points of failure.
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. Today, how to express God's glory.
You see, one of the ways all across the pages of the Bible that Christ expressed his presence was as he accepted people. He accepted Peter at his points of failure. Would there be somebody in your life that maybe has recently failed? They've let you down. They in some way have not succeeded or accomplished what you had hoped. And how about startling them with a little of Christ acceptance?
Dr. David Ferguson, for more free tips on Great Commandment living and loving, greatcommandment.net. GreatCommandment.net. Intimate Life Ministries has a question for you. How can we serve you? Perhaps individually, with resources for marriages, for singles, for parents, for church leadership. Perhaps through our Intimate Life Enrichment Center, intensive care retreats around the country for families, single adults, married couples, ministry leaders. Perhaps through a More Than Married workshop, or our Never Alone initiative, or our Galatians 6:6 ministry to ministers and their spouses. How can we be of service to you? Well, first, find out more about us. We're Intimate Life Ministries at www.greatcommandment.net or toll-free 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008 or www.greatcommandment.net. Aloneness hurts.
I took it out on the kids. I would be real harsh with them. It would come out in criticism.
Aloneness hurts you and others. A hurt that can last for generations. Change the pattern. Call today and order Parenting with Intimacy. In Parenting with Intimacy, parents of all types can experience a biblical journey of discovery and freedom, designed to establish home and family as a place of safety and refuge. Effective parenting requires just the right balance between love and discipline, rules and relationships. It also requires freedom from your own personal and childhood issues.
I just feel like that we have broken the cycle of pain that we had when we were growing up with our parents. And that is a blessing.
Order Parenting with Intimacy, 1-800-881-8008, 1-800-881-8008.
Well, welcome back to Great Commandment Radio. And again, before this closing segment gets away from us, be sure to visit us at greatcommandment.net. You'll be able to listen to our program 24/7 over the Internet. And you'll also find free downloads, the resource for the week. And in this closing segment, Terry, one of the things about discipleship redefined is the motivation of why do we follow Jesus? Is it one of those, yuck, I've got to do that? I've got to go to church again. Mama, do I have to read my Bible? Why do I have to pray? What's the motivation? And we're going to be suggesting that the motivation that needs to empower the heart of a faithful disciple of Jesus is gratitude. Never getting over the wonder that we have been loved. And I know out of a recent conversation that you've had with Brad in your house, maybe an idea for our listening audience, it might be helpful in stirring up Heart of Gratitude.
Sure. Through the years in our blended family, I have kind of done some family night activities, and some of those have gone well, and some of those have sort of fallen flat. And, and so Brad and I were reminiscing about some of those that worked and didn't work, and he, on his own initiative, brought up the one time, a couple of times that we have tried to celebrate our spiritual birth as families. And so I told him, as a matter of fact, you know, I know that one, some years that's gone well and some years that hasn't, but get ready, Brad, that one's about to be revisited. So, be ready. And he was like, oh, Terry, no, we don't need any of that. Michael and I grew up in the church. You know, there really wasn't any great, big, dramatic, difference between our lives prior to salvation and post-salvation. You know, we became followers of Christ and you couldn't have told a lot of difference in us. And I said, oh, but Brad. And I got to really share with him some gratitude that the Lord had really instilled in me. Because I too grew up in the church and came to Christ at an early age, at age 11. But I just got to share with him through that discussion my own gratitude about how, you know, I realized for the first time several years ago that God not only saved me because he wanted to free me from my sin, but he called me to a relationship with himself because he didn't want me to be alone. Mm. And just, you know, that I got to not be alone from a young age. You know, I got to be with Jesus and have a relationship with him starting at age 11. My aloneness was removed from early on. And I just have a deep sense of gratitude about that. And then I got to share with him about, oh, I know, Brad, I know that there's wasn't a whole big difference between my life prior to salvation. You know, I was 11, couldn't have done a whole lot wrong. Well, you know, I've just had a deepened sense of gratitude about what all God has prevented me from experiencing, that he's protected me because of my salvation. And then as I relate to people and know people, I've come to realize, oh my goodness, if I hadn't been drawn to Christ at an early age, I would have been vulnerable to all these other things. And I've been grateful that God's protected me from those things.
Mm. Great insight. So families, how about this? Scheduling a time, very practically, let's celebrate some spiritual birthdays together. Let's have some of these reflections. And how about each of us? Can you celebrate the fact that in your relationship with Christ, you are much less alone now than ever? That God has protected you from many, many things out of your relationship with Christ, allowing the Lord to stir up your gratitude. Or maybe some of you are a little bit more like me. You were good at being a lost person. Not becoming a Christian until I was 21. I had done being lost pretty well. And so there's radical changes in my life that I can look back on. Whether it's those radical changes or even as a child, beginning to sense from an early age, I was less alone. From an early age, I've been protected from so many things. Let's allow the Lord to stir up our gratitude. Discipleship redefined. Humble servants with an expectant faith, with hearts filled and empowered by gratitude. Thanks for joining us on Great Commandment Radio. All week long, Discipleship Redefined. Tomorrow, ministering to the Lord. That was one of the characteristics of the first century church. What in the world does that mean? We hope you'll join us then. Bye now.
David Ferguson, along with Terry Ferguson Sneed of Intimate Life Ministries, thanks for joining us today for this Monday edition of Great Commandment Radio. Tomorrow, Tuesday, we continue our series on Discipleship Redefined. Between today and tomorrow, be sure to visit our website. Of course, we have a free download for you. We do every day. You can catch this radio broadcast again and many other programs. You can also find out about churches in your own community with ongoing ministries for marriages and singles and parents, our Great Commandment Network of churches. And of course, order your own copy. Attend the Kingdom Calling Training Workshop, Calling from God and How It Affects Your Life and Relationships in Biblical Practical How-To's. Kingdom Calling. By ordering and experiencing the workshop, not only will you receive a blessing, you'll also be blessing and supporting Christian radio in your own backyard, your own community. So order your copy of Kingdom Calling today. At least visit for the free stuff. GreatCommandment.net, www.GreatCommandment.net, or call our staff toll-free. We can even help you find a Christian counselor in your area. It's 1-800-881-8008, 1-800-881-8008. 888-881-8008. We continue our series on Discipleship Redefined on the next edition of Great Commandment Radio.
We can always count on you and our family that continues to grow and grow as we add folks to the family for creative ideas about how we can celebrate Thanksgiving.